It's coming up to the 7 o'clock news with Helen Tsiremas. But first, we have Greg Omani in the house to talk sport. Welcome, Greg.
Rebecca, and what a house it is. It's great to be here.
Now, we have a lot. I mean, we could talk for the next 7 minutes just about what's happened with soccer and FIFA. Tell us about it.
Extraordinary scenes. We've seen in the last 24 hours the FIFA corruption report into the 2018-2022 bids, which Russia and Qatar won. It's been handed down. Both of those bids have been cleared. This is a report of the Ethics Committee of FIFA has cleared both of those bids and on the way massively criticised Australia for what it says are unethical practices and also
criticised Australia for unethical practices.
Also criticised Britain. Now, Australia, I mean, if Australia did engage in unethical practices, God knows how many votes we would have got if we didn't. I mean, we only got one vote. So it's hard to get too excited about the effectiveness of them. But it all reminds me, I've got to say, of a situation in Swaziland a few years ago. You might remember, Rebecca, the king of Swaziland was the subject of an accusation that he had siphoned off a huge amount of state funds to buy planes, personal jets, boats, etc. It's a very poor country. And he said, this is an outrage, I'm going to commission a report. And he commissioned that he write the report, and he wrote a report clearing himself. And I think when
That's
you look
convenient.
At it, it was very, very convenient for the king and his family and his 55 wives. But here, when you look at the situation, you've got the investigator who looked into these matters coming out within hours of the report being tabled and saying he wants to appeal it, he rejects it, he completely resists its findings. So it is a whitewash of the
this
highest
is bizarre.
Order. It's just truly extraordinary.
And it must be, you know, on top of everything else, must be doing the most incredible damage to FIFA's brand and also potentially soccer.
The amazing thing is, when you say that, FIFA's brand could not be more tainted or more damaged. It's just, thank God for them that they've got an amazing product to sell. If soccer wasn't the sport that it was, you'd think it would go the way of squash. If FIFA is an embarrassment and they really do need to shine a much stronger light on themselves.
Now, I'm going to ask you a question you may not know the answer to. Has there been an official response from Australian soccer officials about this?
There has. Frank Lowy has come out and absolutely rejected any suggestion of unethical conduct in relation to the bid that Australia put forward. It's a little bit like the Olympic bid. When Australia won the bid for the 2000 Olympics, a big part of it was offering to provide scholarships and assistance to African athletes. And I think we get away with that kind of conduct under the rubric of reaching out to countries in athletic need.
Okay, on to cricket. We were talking about it last week. I think Michael Clarke got a bit of a shellacking from the press about not doing so well against, what was it, Pakistan?
That's right.
And so things are getting a bit better for the Australian team.
What's happening? The first one-day international started a few hours ago. Australia scored 300-odd, looking very good. Poor Michael Clarke himself has potentially snapped a hamstring. He's pulled out of the game. I know. Dark times.
That's snapping a hamstring. It sounds bad.
That sounds like a voice of experience.
No, I don't know. I've never had a cricket-based injury of that.
That was a very specific denial.
I have known people who've snapped a hamstring, and it can be extremely painful.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I can say having done it, it is.
Oh, you have done it.
I've done it a couple of times. It's brutal. Never playing cricket, always Aussie rules. But So thoughts are with Michael Clarke at this time. The other huge news in cricket, just quickly, is that India played Sri Lanka the other night. Normally we wouldn't talk about that, except the Indian batsman Rohit Sharma hit what will go down as the greatest innings in the history of one-day internationals, and I include in that every innings ever played by Dean Jones. He hit, who was my hero as a kid, he hit 264 runs off 173 balls.
That is extraordinary.
Something like 39 fours. And
I was about to say,
sixes.
How many sixes?
Yeah, about
that?
10 sixes, 39 fours. It was just...
Were there any balls where he got no runs?
Yeah, there were some dot balls.
Oh, wow.
He got his eye in, he built an innings, and then just exploded. So great work, Rohit Sharma. Anyone on YouTube, have a look at the highlights of that innings. They go for about 2 hours.
What were the Sri Lankan bowlers? They must have just... Were they just not very good, or was this guy just great?
They weren't great. I think when a batsman is in that kind of form, it doesn't matter whether
it's
good
bowlers
bowling or whether you or I rolling the arm over Rebecca. It was really brutal.
Well, speak for yourself.
Yeah, that's true. God, I've never said you look so offended.
Let's go and talk about rugby.
Well, big news is that the Wallabies are taking on France at home in Paris. this weekend. You might remember we had a three-test series against the French in June this year. It was a drubbing to the Australians. Everyone on the Australian side is saying it's very, very different when you fight the French on their home soil. That might be true in sport. It certainly hasn't been true in other fields. I'm thinking militarily, but that I always think of that famous joke. Why did they? The reason that they banned fireworks at Euro Disney was because if the French heard them, they'd surrender.
I've never heard that joke.
Supporters of French rugby terrible. Will be hoping that that is not the spirit in which the game's played tomorrow night. The late breaking news is Quade Cooper has been selected and is expected to run on from the bench.
Okay, on to AFL, and will we ever stop talking about the Bombers and coaches, the two combinations?
We probably won't. Mark Thompson stepped aside this week. Feel sorry for him. And in the last hour, the AFL's announced that 34 infringement notices have been issued against past and present Essendon players. The hearings might come on as early as next week.
Wow. Okay, and just very quickly on to soccer.
Yeah, we've got a very quick clip here. Roy Keane, the deputy manager of the Ireland team, got involved in what has been described as a nude and violent incident at a hotel overnight in Port Marnock.
Right, very quickly.
The FAI and I have been fully briefed about the circumstances of what happened at the Tim Hotel last night. Roy asked that the Gardaí be called and he's notified them of what had happened. While this process is ongoing, we are unable to say more at this point. However, I can say that having been made aware of the facts, that Roy has both my full support and the full support of the FAI and John Delaney.
Oh, wow.
How energetic was that?
Very energetic.
If anyone's looking for a speaker at a 21st, that was amazing.
Thanks, Greg, so much. See you next week.
See you then.
You're with RN Drive. I'm Rebecca Huntley. Stay with me after the news at 7 o'clock. It's the Question Time quiz.